So, in playing around with the creating, what I've been doing is while I was walking, because when I walk, that's actually a really easy way for me, especially in the forest, for me to open up my heart center and just let everything naturally flow. I let that love energy just flow out and radiate out for me. It just seems to come without any effort as I walk in the woods. And that's probably because when I was a kid, the woods were a safe place, a very happy place for me. Probably the only truly happy place. So, again, as we go to imaginary or real happy place, we open that valve up. Now, I thought, okay, so this is a natural place for me to open a valve. So then, here comes a plane. So then, this would be a very natural place also to create. So I thought the easiest thing would be to create some wildlife because sometimes you can walk through here. I hate to say this because it's now contradictory to what I witnessed, but here's the thing. There wasn't very much wildlife. You know, you walk through, I see trees, I don't see any deer. I don't see anything. So, I started making it up. And I really like deer, so I started making up that I would see a deer and I'd just go, look at that deer. He's right there. He doesn't even notice me. And Rudy, because my dog's usually with me. So, I would keep walking, just pretend he was there. And I would allow myself to get emotional feeling for it, like a feeling of appreciation for being able to walk through here, being so part of this environment that the deer standing there doesn't even see me as a threat. It just sees me part of its environment. So, and I'd even do it to the point where I'd come home and say what I saw. I saw two deers. And one of them was a little baby deer. And then my wife goes, yeah, sure, I come every time you're by yourself, you see all that. I said, I don't know, just walking along. Anyway, the more I did that, all of a sudden, animals started appearing. More and more, I see raccoons, I see all kinds of animals. God, I see, the other day I saw a cat. You know, what the heck is a cat doing out here? But regardless, so I could see the universe reflecting back. Now, while I was doing it, there's also was some resistance. Because there comes that conscious mind that actually has the nerve to try to tell me that there's no wildlife on this island. Well, you know, we know for a fact that there is. Well, I've seen it. Honestly, really, really. Anyway, my conscious mind tries to tell me, well, you're not going to see any because there isn't any. Oh, man. See, we've trained this conscious mind to not do really the right thing. It's sort of like it's almost sometimes working against us and it was supposed to be designed to work for us. I mean, that's the whole point. Why would you have a piece of you in the program of this that works against you? That doesn't make sense. So, somehow we turn this curious, cautious, conscious mind kind of against us. And there's times when it has its purpose. Like if we doubt ourselves, sometimes it comes forward and goes, remember all those times you did achieve that? Come on, this is just a fluke, you missed out today, so what? That's what it should be doing. And that conscious mind should be bringing up images of deers and so forth. And what else should it be doing? What else should that conscious mind be doing? Oh, there's a good thought. What exactly should it be doing when I am trying to create something wonderful like that, and it comes in there? See, there's two cool little birds dancing around. They're like playing. In the middle of this forest, there's a grassy patch here, really tall grass. The grass this year is 5 feet tall. It's growing that much. It's just incredible. And they're just dancing around in the air, making swirls, and just playing in their woods. They don't know nothing about getting a job and going for interviews and having some boss yell at you or not making your quota. I don't know. I don't think they know anything about that. I gotta think more about this conscious mind. I gotta think about training it back to what it should be. Well, first of all, I gotta figure out exactly what the heck it's supposed to be doing, and maybe where it turned, where it started doing what it's not really. It's not really supporting, is it? No, sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. I think there's probably an easy fix. Just gotta think about this for a little bit. Anyway, I think I don't feel like talking anymore today. I'm just gonna let the answer come. So, what I'm gonna do right now, I'm gonna put that question into a vibrational form. Directing conscious mind to create the positive and wonderful things that I want. Need an answer for that. Direction for that. Need a direction for that. Alright, see what happens over the next couple of days.